It's time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's up with that, with that pitch? I don't know. Get a flu shot. Otherwise, you're going to just hear voices, I guess, and hear pitches off. Anyway, it's Chris Earle. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Let's get started, shall we?
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
It's 5:01 in Medford. If you're still at work, leave. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. 855-915 WMFO.
It's hours till dawn, and there's no one who'd rather be with you. I know, you know, other girls like me. I let you take my love, knowing you don't love me. But if I could reach you some way, if I knew the magic it would take to love you. If I could reach you, the dark is getting light, and you're dressed to go. And never said a word about tomorrow. But if I could reach you some way, if I knew the magic it would take to love you good enough on the outside.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late, they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gently to that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Here we go, everybody. When I was younger, so much younger than today, never needed anybody's help in any way. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6-ish. I'm going to say 6. Could be later. Could be sooner. Who the hell knows? It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I know that. It's 5:05 in the evening. I know that. It's Friday. I know that. I helped somebody out before I got in here. I parked my car. And, of course, here in Medford, you gotta pay for parking still. You could find one or two spots here. There's a couple of, like, sweet spots here in Medford on the campus. But, you know, I like to contribute to the university. It's part of me giving to the education fund here at Tufts University, I guess, paying for parking every week. Anyway, so I'm paying for parking. Immediately, as I get to pay for my parking, I'm plugging in my license, as you have to do. And a woman is coming by me, and I could tell she's looking straight at me. And I'm like, she's going to talk to me. And she's older. I'd say she was a big woman, probably about, in her 60s, maybe. And she goes, hey, where's the police station? You can finish what you're doing. That's what she says to me. Hey, where's the police station? You can finish what you're doing. And, of course, as I'm putting my first quarters into the parking meter, wondering whether or not they'll actually work, because a lot of times the quarters do not work and you have to pay for parking using the app, of course. My favorite app, as an aside, is broccoli and cheese and a potato. But anyway, so she says, where's the police station? You can finish what you're doing. So I pause, I look up at her and I go, what do you need? And she goes, the police station. I go, it's up there on Main Street on the right. And she goes, thank you. And I say, you're welcome. And she wandered off. She hobbled on off. So even though I was curt, I helped her. I got my flag on tonight, baby. Got my cape on. I helped somebody out. Maybe I didn't work for the lady. I got nothing out of it. I don't feel necessarily great about myself or anything, but I paid it forward. In the background here is the Wallflowers. Great song. Roots and Wings. I'm going to talk right over it. So that happened. And then what was funny is the other day, too, the day before yesterday, or was it yesterday? I don't even remember. But another person asked me for directions. I'm like, what the hell is this? Why is everybody asking me for directions now? I'm in Woburn. I'm at the courthouse. And a lady comes up. She's like, where's the restaurant? And meanwhile, there's a sign right next to me that says restaurant. Like, right up on the left. I'm like, it's over there. I didn't even give him a hard time. I'm just like, it's over there. And she said, thanks. And I'm like, you're welcome. You know, I could have been a prick both times. I decided not to. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. That's my first tip for tonight, everybody. It took me 8 minutes to get to the first tip. But the first tip is give people the benefit of the doubt. And then if they act like an ass, just, you know, attack. That's my second tip. Somebody's mean to you, attack. Because they're gonna continue to be mean to you. You gotta attack. You gotta squash that bird. You ever help somebody out and then they squash you afterwards? An awful feeling. That's kind of what this song's about, I think. Roots and Wings. It's a great song. What else happened to me this week? Busy week at work. Working a couple of different jobs. I can't really talk about them, but some pretty heavy stuff this week. Some pretty heavy stuff. And I'm not saying that because I weigh 250 pounds. Boom. How much turkey you need to make for Thanksgiving? That's what we're going to talk about today here on The Tips. I've decided to call the show The Tips for short. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. It's 855-915-9636. You can call at any time and interrupt me. I don't care. I'll put you on the air. You can tell me your problem. I'll give you advice you don't need. Mr. Know-It-All. That's what I've been called over the years. Mr. Know-It-All. Chris Searle. So Why doesn't Mr. Know-It-All have a radio show? Why didn't I just call it Mr. Know-It-All? Because I called it Chris's Helpful Tips. Because I had to throw my first name in. It's an ego thing, everybody. People remember. How much turkey do you need per person? If you got four people over, maybe a 5-pound turkey. You know, if you got four fat people, maybe a 10-pound turkey. So four people, 5-pound turkey. Six people, an 8-pound turkey. Eight people, eight small, smarmy people, 10-pound turkey. 10 people, 13-pound turkey. I was told here at WMFO tonight there would be no math, but there is. If you're having 12 people over, get yourself a 15-pound turkey. What if you have 25 people over? Get yourself a 32-pound turkey. And anything beyond that, get yourself a cow, because there's no turkey that weighs 200 pounds. You know? I think a cow weighs 200 pounds. How much does a cow weigh? Let's find out here on Chris's Helpful Tips. Coming up next, how much does a cow weigh? A cow goes moo, as we know, right? We learned that from the Farmer and the Dell and those old cartoons for kids. In the background here, we got the first instrumental, which is what I really usually like to talk over, is the instrumentals, not the actual songs. It's the Beatles, with a little help from my friends. Take number one, maybe? I don't know. But a cow goes moo. How much does a cow weigh? What are your guesses? 855-915-WMFO. How much does a cow weigh? I'm going to get an answer for you. Unless you're quicker on the button than I am. How much does a cow weigh? Here we go. Going, gone. 2,400 pounds. A male adult bull, 2,400 pounds. You might ask yourself, how much does a female cow weigh? I'm going to give you 10 seconds to call in. You want to make a guess? Now I'm going to give you five. 1,600 pounds. An adult female cow. I knew I had an ex-girlfriend that was kind of an adult female cow. She wasn't quite 1,600, but she was up there. She was a rack of ribs, I'll tell you that. Boom. 5:12 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? Oh, I'm looking here at WMFO, and there's some nice advertisements on the wall talking about past radio shows here at WMFO, including Time Travel with Chris Earl. What a great show that was. I miss it. It was really funny. 5:12. If you want to call on in, you got a problem, I'll give you advice you don't need. It's music you don't like, advice you don't need. It's Chris's Helpful Tips on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. When's the snow coming? Any ideas? There's been a frost. I get in the car the other day. Here's the thing. Get yourself a remote starter for your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse. What a great gift. Your mother, your father, your grandfather, your grandmother. How many, your cousin, your third cousin, your auntie's boyfriend. Get him a nice remote starter for Christmas. Why not? Why not? It's a nice gift. I gave myself a slice of gum before I came in. What am I doing chewing gum? I never have gum. I'm throwing this away. I'm not supposed to have food in here. Hold on a second, everybody. Throwing my gum away. Here we go. There it goes, everybody. There it goes. Gum's out. Here I come. Coming back to the microphone. Here I come. Here I am once again. Gum is gone. Much better. Much better. Wiping off the junk on my fingers. You ever see people like take gum and they stick it in their hands first and then they throw it in the trash? And then they don't have anything to wipe off their hands. It's not what I did. I did it right from the mouth. Boom. Right from the mouth into the can. Just a little spit right into the can. That's my helpful tip. If you got gum in your mouth, spit it right in the can. Well, the best tip is to save the foil. But being a little anal, as we all know I am, speaking literally, I like to save the. I like to throw out the foil. So a lot of times I don't have the foil because I put it right in the trash as soon as I'm opening that stick of gum. Anyway, most out of breath. It's 5:15 here in the evening. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. The phone number is 855-915-WMFO if you would like to call in with one of your problems, and we can talk about that, and I will give you my advice. Next up, Adele, here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I bet you weren't expecting this. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here until 6-ish, maybe.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim.
Chris's Helpful Tips here with you on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That was Adele. Go easy on her. Go easy on her. She's rich. Go easy on her. Give me a break. Anybody who can afford a plane, don't worry about them. That's my tip. It's my next tip for you tonight. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. In the background is Jimmy James, instrumental to Beastie Boys, of course. Of course. From Check Your Head from 1992. Of course. Of course. I'm sure anybody that was born in the Medford area going to Tufts has no idea who the Beastie Boys are. They have no idea who the Beastie Boys are. Sad. Is what it is. This is the world we live in. It's 2023, everybody. I just had somebody text me. A new restaurant opened up in Tewksbury, Mass., my hometown. And it replaced another restaurant called Bobby and Jack's, which is like a barbecue place, which sucked. Like, it started out pretty good, and then at the end, like, two lunches and, like, two drinks were, like, $93. $93. And then I bit into the cornbread, and it was, like, drippy. Like, who makes drippy cornbread? It was disgusting. And me, I'm not one of those. I'm too nice of a guy. It may not sound like it on the air, but I'm too nice of a guy. I don't complain. I'm just like, God wanted me to eat that. God wanted me to eat that. I'm Old Testament, you know what I mean? I don't believe in God. That's another story. Anyway, I'm here with you until 6 p.m. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. If you're still at work, leave. It's 5:20 in the evening. It's Friday night. What are you going to do this weekend? You want to call in? You need help? You need my advice on what you want to do this weekend? 855-915-9636. Maybe you're preparing a Thanksgiving dinner. I already told you how much a cow weighs and what you want to get for your bird. How much turkey do you make per person? You got 20 people coming over? Get yourself a 25-pound turkey. Let's say you're having 12. Let's deal with 12 people. Get yourself a 15-pound turkey. How big can a turkey get, you ask? I have no idea. How fat can a turkey get? Well, how much can a turkey weigh is the proper thing to say, I guess. I don't even know if I should call the turkey he, a him, a shim, a herself, a they, or what. I don't get it. I'm sure there's going to be some legislature on that, too. It's like, please call the turkey by their pronoun. I'm going to just call it dinner. That's what I'm going to call it. What do you think of that one, huh? Ba-boom. I did the comedy for 20 years, everybody. 5:21 in the evening. And here is our first call. It is... Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Chris.
Oh,
how's it going?
Here we go. How's it going, buddy?
Hey.
I'm assuming you're a buddy.
Yeah.
5:20 in the evening here in Medford. Where are you calling from, my friend?
I'm calling from your hometown of Tewksbury.
Nice, nice. Did you hear me rip on Bobby and Jax a minute ago?
Yes, of course, of course. Listen, I was wondering, they're having a special down at the diner. It's buy one, get one. If you buy me one, I get one.
I'll tell you what. You bring your wallet and you lend me $20 and I'll buy you one and then I'll get one free.
Hey, you know what? I quit smoking, but can I just get a couple of smokes from you before you leave?
As long as you get me some Marlboro Lights before we go out to dinner, I'll let you borrow like two or three of them, but I might want them back. We can share. What's going on?
I like pancakes, and I want a couple of cheeseburgers on your way home.
Tonight, I'm going to make myself a tray of French fries, and you can't have any because it's my only supper.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, please. All right. Thanks. Thanks for letting me on the radio. I guess I owe you 2 beers now.
You owe me at least 3 beers. You got like 2 minutes. You gotta give me a problem, and I'm going to solve it for you since it's Chris's Helpful Tip. So this is Mike. I know this is my friend Mike, and he's calling from Tewksbury, Mass, right?
I have a problem.
Go ahead, Mike.
My wife wants to hang up Christmas. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. What do I do?
Oh, my God. Kick her out of the house. That's it. That's it. You just got to kick her out of the house. Just be like, I'm done with you. Come on. Also, Christmas don't start until at least December 17th in my house.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love it. And it's also my birthday because I was in the Marine Corps, and it's the Marine Corps birthday today.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to the Marines. You're right. You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes, do you miss it?
Sometimes, but now you owe me 5 beers because that's my birthday present from you.
I miss myself, actually. I miss myself at this point in time. I miss like 22-year-old Chris. He could do anything. He was like a superhero.
Like I could party back in the day.
That's right.
Party.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, I wanted to call because last time I called, I missed you, but let's take a minute to remember our friend Matt Small.
Yeah, yeah, our buddy Matt Small, birthday coming up on the 15th of November, I believe, is his birthday. Yeah, we miss him a lot. He's a great guy. And, yeah, I appreciate you calling in, Mike. Hey, I got 36 more minutes. You think of anything else you want to call back, feel free. That's the show now. They moved me to Fridays. This is what I do.
And I called last week at like 6:02, and they didn't know what I was talking
about. I know. I listened to it. Yeah, they didn't know it. They didn't even know how to pick up the phone. I'm like, what is going on here? It's like, I used to do training here at WMFO. Now that I've given up training, like, nobody knows how to do anything.
Oh, I said, yes, that's what I went, hey, how's it going? And they're like, can I help you?
Yeah, I heard, like, third try they picked up on you. They hung up on you twice, and then they got you. But no, I'm glad you called in. Like I said, you want to stay on or you want to call me back and BS a little bit, I'll be on here. I'm just winging it, and I got no guests tonight. We'll see if I get any more calls. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Anything special?
I'm going to go to your house and eat all your turkey dinner, and then I'm going to complain about how you made the turkey, but then I'm going to ask for more mashed. Oh, and then I'll take a couple of plates home for my wife.
I made you some Jell-O. It's sugar-free.
I'll call you back in a bit.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
There's Mike. Bye. First call here tonight on Chris's Helpful Tips. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The background, we got a little Beastie Boys. I've known Mike quite a while. Yeah, I've known him about 30 years or so. Maybe more than that, actually, now that I think about it. I should have asked him if he wanted to hear a song. I know he likes the Beastie Boys. We'll keep this going. It's Check It Out in the background here. So let's see. What else could we make for our Thanksgiving dinner? We got to have some potatoes. I think potatoes is number two, right? I mean, when you think of the turkey is the main item, right? And don't give me this tofurkey or a steak or a roast or whatever. It's a turkey. Have yourself a turkey. If you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving, make a turkey. If you're not going to celebrate Thanksgiving, I got nothing to talk to you about. I don't care. Go to Turkey. Head to Turkey in the Middle East for Thanksgiving. That's my advice to you if you don't want to eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Maybe you're vegetarian. Maybe you're going to have some carrots. I don't care. I'm talking about how to prepare a traditional 12-person dinner for Thanksgiving. That's what we're going to do in the next 34 minutes. Unless we get more phone callers, and then I'll just stop doing what I'm doing. And a potato. What's in it? What is a potato? A potato is a starchy food. It is a tuber of the plant. And it's a root vegetable. A root. You got to root it out, kid. It's a root vegetable. And it's usually delicious. You know, I like a golden. There's all kinds of different potatoes. I like a golden potato. I like that one that you can put in the potato salad, a red russet. Red russet's pretty nice. For Thanksgiving, though, you just got to smash them. You just got to smash the hell out of them, stick some gravy on and a bunch of butter, maybe a little sour cream. All right, that's item number two. So we got our turkey, we got our potato. What else can we get in there? Do you want to do a green bean casserole? Why not? I don't think that's a traditional for a Thanksgiving dinner, but it's probably in the top eight or so on the table at most Thanksgiving dinners. A green bean casserole is an American baked dish, usually, that consists of green beans, a little cream of mushroom, and some French onions. French fried onions, I should say. Matter of fact, I had a little Stouffer's the other day. The Jolly Green Giant. I'm like, why not? You know, it was like a buck. Stuck it in the microwave. Cooked up a nice green bean casserole to go with my kielbasa. Felt like an idiot. I'm like, I'm eating kielbasa. I'm like, I shouldn't be eating this crap. It's like one of the worst things you can eat. I'm like, I'll add a little green bean casserole and make things a little loose down there. Well, I didn't need to do that. The kielbasa always makes it loose. Anyway, green bean casserole is a nice one to have on the table. Get yourself a little cream of mushroom. I'm your food innuendo guy. Food innuendo guy. We had pearl onions once on Thanksgiving, which was pretty awesome. It was a pearl onion soup. And my cousin, who's a chef, made it. It was awesome. I don't even know how he made it. It was a French pearl onion soup. He got I don't even think they were frozen pearl onions. They were just I think he went out to the field and picked his onions. And then he threw a couple of, breadcrumbs in there and some beef stock. So good. Anyway, I ate four bowls of it when he made it one year. And we also did a stuffing. My family liked oyster stuffing. I was not a big oyster guy. And I remember when I'd get the oyster, I'd be like, ooh. You know, I was never a big oyster guy, but we had the two different types of stuffing there. We had a regular one. We had an oyster one. People make a bunch of different stuffings. What kind of stuffing do you like? It's 855-915-WMFO. What's your favorite stuffing on Thanksgiving, everyone? A sausage stuffing? Maybe a stuffing ball? You ever make stuffing balls? You can make those for Thanksgiving. There's a nice recipe from the Dizzy Cook for stuffing balls. It's a little chicken broth. You know, it's festive. Yeah. What else? What else could we have on the table? Carrots? Or a little butternut squash? That's what I like, a little butternut squash. That's a nice veggie dish. And that's not something you have all year long, you know? Get yourself a nice roasted butternut squash. That's a good one. How do you make it? I don't know. You just wash it. You know, cut out the seeds in the middle of it, and then cook it. Throw on a bunch of sugar, like some syrup and stuff. Some people get that butternut squash, and then all of a sudden I'm eating it's like candy. I'm like, what is this? A little cinnamon, a little maple syrup, some rosemary. I don't know, freaking walnuts in it, marshmallow. I don't know, fluff. Why butternut squash? Why not? Because it's delicious when it's roasted. It's tender, it's caramelized. You're going to be nibbling those cubes right out of the pan with alarming speed. And is butternut squash healthy? Sure, if you don't put maple syrup and cinnamon and all kinds of crap on it. But it's got its vitamin A, vitamin C, magnesium, potassium. You'll last up until Christmas if you have a little butternut squash in your meal. That's my advice to you. Get yourself a little butternut squash there for Thanksgiving. It's a nice one. You know what I don't like? And I know this is one that's usually on the table because, you know, traditional Thanksgiving, you got to get all these roots. Like, people were just like, yeah, throw these in the root cellar. People actually had root cellars, you know? It was like a bunch of thousands of potatoes against the wall. Turnips. Ugh. Gross. Hate them. But people like them. Turnips, like a white root vegetable. It's commonly grown in a temperate climate worldwide. It's white and fleshy, small and tender. What do they taste like? Cow sugar. That's what they taste like. I don't like them. Anyway, turnips, those always show up on the table. When I was a kid, they used to trick me and they'd be like, it's carrots. And then I'm like, why is there a little white in them? And I'm like, it's not carrots, it's turnips. And they're like, no, it's carrots. And I'm like, no, it's turnips. And then like an ass, I'd try it. And I'm like, yeah, sure enough, turnips. And then the milk, you know, I'd take a bunch of milk and then shoot the turnips out my nose. Yeah, that's what happens when you have siblings. They just trick you. They like to trick you. You learn at an early age that people are going to trick you all through life. I'm 52 now. People still try to trick you all the time. But I'll tell you something. If it looks like turnips and it smells like turnips, damn it, it's a turnip. That's for sure. All right. Why don't we put on a song? And then, why don't we put on a song? I'm going to put on a little Ton Henley. No, Don Henley from the Eagles. I'm going to play him. Or a little Peter Cetera. Oh, I know Mike loves Peter Cetera. I'm going to play this one. This is for Mike. It's The Glory of Love. WMFO in Medford. Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. 855-915-WMFO. Be on the air and impress your friends that I don't have.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many wanna say, I will always love you, I would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret, it breaks my heart to see you cry. We'll be right back.
is Peter Cetera, the guy from Chicago with the teeth. Yeah, he was great. He had like that white, super white teeth, like who's that guy? The Tony Robbins. Yeah. It's like you look at him and just all you see is his teeth shining. They're so white. Anyway, Peter Cetera, he's good. He's the guy, the lead guy of Chicago. Not with him anymore, but probably some of the best Chicago albums. The Glory of Love. I think he did it for like Karate Kid 2 or something. I used to watch. Mike was watching that on a loop one day. I like go home and he's, you know, I go over visiting and he's like sitting there, a couple tears in his eyes, watching the Karate Kid 2 out there, and he's eating like a plate of fries. Like, good for you, buddy. Good for you. It's the Glory of Love, man. You got to keep it up. You got to keep up the love, because you know what? There's not enough love in the world, and that's what I've learned this week. I watched this No Hard Feelings. You know, I was sitting around, and I'm like, I got the Netflix, and I'm like, I should probably watch something. I haven't been logged into Netflix in a while. And I like Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's talented. I think she's funny. I think she's good in most of the movies that I've seen. So I decided this one looks pretty funny. It looks like kind of an 80s comedy, and I really, really liked it. I thought it was awesome. So there's my tip for you. You want to see a movie this week, and it's actually a pretty good date movie, I think. I don't know. No Hard Feelings. I thought it was pretty good. It's about she's like in her 30s and the kid's like going to college and she kind of gets hired. The premise is pretty light, but she gets hired to kind of take the kid out of his shell, so to speak. But there's a great scene in it where he redoes a Hall & Oates song. I'm going to play that for you now. It's called Man Eater. I figured this kind of fits in. It's kind of fun here tonight on Chris's Helpful Tips. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. Well, you can always watch Star Trek. You can always go see Star Trek. Who doesn't like a nice Star Trek date? So anyway, No Hard Feelings. Pretty good. Good movie. Jennifer Lawrence and Kidd was really good. Matthew Broderick's in it. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It's 5:41 in the evening. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're talking about turkey dinners here on Chris's Helpful Tips as we eagerly await your phone call with a problem. 855-915-WMFO. If you want to call in, make a request. Tell me your problem. You can make a request. I'm not going to play whatever you want. I'm not doing that for you. I'm not going to make fun of you. You can't swear on the air, so if you do that, I'll hang up on you. But basically, you know the drill. You know, if you want to call in, you can. A roll. Get yourself a roll. You have 12 people. How many rolls do you have? 12? Now, two dozen. That's 24. I was told there'd be no math here at WMFO tonight, and there's even more math. 24 rolls. Two rolls a person. Because, you know, there's always, like, Fat Jerry over in the corner that has, like, 17 rolls before dinner. You know? I remember my friend John came over to my mother's for, like, Easter. He ate, like, all the rolls. He ate, like, 17 rolls. I'm like, John, what are you doing? Save a couple for the kids. You know? And he's like, your mother makes good rolls. I'm like, they're from Market Basket. She didn't make the frickin' rolls. She made the turkey. Killed it with her hands in the backyard. I remember once a turkey ended in the backyard in Tewksbury. It's a story for another time, but yeah, the turkey ended in the backyard. It's like a turkey was being made for the holidays. It ended up in the backyard. How does that happen? Fights. There was no love in the room that day. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. What else? Cranberry sauce. You got to get yourself a nice cranberry sauce. How much cranberry sauce? A lot. Get yourself at least, I don't know, two tins? Remember when tin was a weight? Like back in the 30s? I'll take two tins of Spam. Spam's not bad. Throw that on as a side dish. You know? Ham's a good Christmas meal. Turkey's the Thanksgiving one. We're talking about turkeys and things to put on the side. You got to throw in a couple of nice drinks there. A couple of, I don't know, some kind of early eggnoggy margarita mess. You know, some kind of thing. Oh, a bit of chocolate martini. Throw that in there. That's a nice early drink. Throw in some pickles. Throw a couple pickles. You know, I tried this stuff. It was like a salsa, but it was a pickle salsa made by Grillo's. I tried that this week. Man, it's good. It's good. You just get yourself a couple of Tostitos or whatever. Get yourself some blue corn chips with this Grillo's pickle salsa. Try that, man. It's great. It's pretty good for you, too. It's all, you know, low calorie. A little bit of sodium in it, but damn good. I enjoyed that. You can actually do a HelloFresh, I guess. HelloFresh. Hello. What a stupid name for a company. HelloFresh. But the HelloFresh turkey box is $200. And they give you a dessert in there, the things that we talked about. You can get turkey or you can get beef tenderloin with the sides. And this is what it says. For the turkey, you get a roast turkey with a garlic herb butter rub. Everybody likes a garlic herb butter rub. You know, before or after Thanksgiving or during Thanksgiving. On the coats, baby. Creamy mashed potatoes with garlic and sour cream. A brioche stuff. I don't even know. What is a brioche again? Isn't that a brooch? Isn't that something that you put on? Like you put it on your shirt before a wedding? A brooch? Like your grandma's brooch? Oh, no. Brioche is a nice pastry. That's right. It's a French bread. Forgive me. The French are too busy. They're too busy. They're too busy cooking than fighting. I forgot about that. They make a lot of pastries, those French. My friend was selling a French rifle, and it was in pristine condition. It had only been dropped twice in two wars. Boom. There you go. There's my French joke for you. Classic gravy with French herbs, a fresh cranberry sauce with orange and cinnamon in it, some garlic green beans with candied pecans. It's not pecan. What's that? Something you piss in? It's pecan. Garlic green beans with candied pecans. And they throw an apple crisp in you with a little cinnamon pecan crumble. Again, not pecan, pecan. A lot of pecans in that dinner from HelloFresh. And then they got a option where you can get the beef tenderloin, which is $161, which ain't bad. What, $30 less? Beef was always expensive. And now all of a sudden chicken and turkey's expensive. It's like they got us, man. They got us. Chicken, you know, there's billions of chickens in the world. Why does a chicken sandwich still cost you like $17 now? It's insane. Beef tenderloin with hearty sides and desserts. So you get everything. You get a peppercorn crusted beef tenderloin with sherry thyme jus. It's not juice. It's jus. J-U-S. That's French too, I think. My aunt kissed French. I remember that. Like you go up to your... go up to your relatives on Thanksgiving, there was always one aunt that gave you a little, you know, she'd have a mustache or like a little tongue came out when you went to give the kiss, and like, it's all cheeks from here on out. You know, I did all cheeks all through my 20s and 30s. Now that I'm in my 50s, I just stand across the room and wave hello. Anyway, I was just talking to my buddy Terrence, and he was saying how great it is to be home. It's great being home. It's like it's a vacation from your problems, is staying in at night when you get into your 40s and 50s. It's just like, you know, what are you doing tonight? It's like, I'm going to stay in. I'm like, that sounds like the best decision you could possibly make. Because there's so many problems in the world. There's so many ways to get into trouble, and there's so many ways that people are just going to annoy you. The best thing to do, just stay home. Not a bad idea. I was looking into tiny houses today. I'd like to go up to a little tiny house. But my problem with the tiny house is I wish they were a little bigger. You know what I mean? It's like you go in, it's like, let's see, I'm sitting on the toilet, and I'm in the kitchen, and I have my feet on the bed in front of me. That's a little much. I mean, it's not a studio in New York. You're supposed to be going out in the woods and enjoying yourself. You know? But I don't know. I was thinking maybe go to a tiny house in Vermont and just sit there and do nothing. They have an outhouse at this thing, too. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's like I have an outhouse. I'd be spending all my time in the outhouse. I'd be like, I'll be inside in a minute. I'm going to just sit here and read the entire paper. I'm going to read the entire newspaper in the outhouse in Vermont. I think that's a vacation right there. Enough of this like Vegas stuff and flying all over the world and cruise ships and let's all go together. No. Go to a tiny house in the middle of the Vermont and read the paper on the toilet. The outhouse. The wooden toilet. Gloria Love in the background again. That's our theme today, I think, is love here on Chris's Helpful Tips. That and nice turkey sandwich, maybe. I think we were going to talk about something else today. I promised something else today, but who cares? It's just like, at this point, it's like, I don't care. I just come in and I wing it for an hour now. No, I used to plan things. The songs are well planned. They're usually supposed to be positive songs. Nice things about life. Oh, I saw one of my boob friends is having a show tomorrow night. I used to do comedy for 20 years, and this boob took my idea and put it on a poster. I'm like, yeah, good for you. I'm glad that I could help out with Boston comedy for many, many years, and everybody stole my jokes and my ideas, but that's okay. It is what it is. I noticed like somebody, another person, like they just create. I don't want to name names, but his name. He created a movie, and I watched the movie. I'm like, man, that sucked. I'm like, that was awful, man. I'm like, what a colossal waste of time. I don't know. You're better off going to rent Netflix and the Jennifer Lawrence. Anyway, it's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. Yeah, I just decided. I'm like, yeah, I'm not sticking around. No point. Prince came out with a new album. Well, it's an old album, 1991, and now the album used to cost $10, but now it costs $160, and he threw a couple extra songs on it that they found in the closet, you know? They call it The Vault, but it's really just a closet and a bunch of junks in there. Like, he released an album, and you can actually actively hear, like, sounds in the background, and I mentioned it to the estate. I'm like, I'm getting in touch with the estate, whether it's a sister or his third uncle or whoever took over, and I'm just like, why are you releasing this stuff? I'm like, sounds awful. They're like, it's from the master tapes. I'm like, well, it's not from the master tapes because it sounds like caca. It's like you found it from the master toilet in the house. We did it all for the glory of love. All right, I'm going to give you guys another 4 minutes. You want to call in and talk about your day, talk about your week? I had a bunch of other stuff happen this week. There's things that I wanted to talk about. And, I don't know. Advent calendars coming out soon. Get yourself an advent calendar. Those are always good. I'm a chocolatier from I started last year, and I decided, you know what? I'm actively making my chocolate calendar for 2023. It's the Chris Earl chocolatier calendar for 2023. I got to finish it by, you know, the end of the month, but it's well on the way. I've got like two windows done and two chocolates. I got to get some more chocolates in there. And I haven't decided it's going to be a limited edition one of one just to test it out this year if I'm going to make like 100 copies. I think maybe at the last minute I'm just going to take the old Halloween candy and stick it in there for 24 days. It's like, oh, a Snickers in day two, and day three is a Kit Kat, and day four is like some Necco wafers, just like one. And then, you know, fill up the rest of the 2020 before Christmas with a wafer a day, a Necco wafer a day. I'm like, is this communion? No, it's a Necco wafer. It's out of Somerville. You're going to love it. It's delicious. Jesus will thank you. 5:52 in the evening, and it's the Glory of Love in the background. Peter Cetera, guy with the teeth from Chicago. What are we looking at here? We were talking about turkey dinners. I don't know. Are there people you don't invite to Thanksgiving? You should invite everybody in your family, but there's always people that you just don't want to be there. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so busy. I have no idea what I'm doing yet. I thought about making this turkey, though, and that's why I wanted to talk about this. What do I want to throw in? Oh, we got to talk about the desserts, too. You got to have an apple pie at least or something. At the very least, have yourself an apple crisp, an apple pie, something. You know, got to do something like that. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. The Beatles came out with their final song. As a matter of fact, they came out last Friday, and I probably should have played it on the show last Friday, but I really, really liked it. I watched the video on it, on the making of it, and then I watched the video of the actual song. So when I first heard the song, I actually saw the video as the song was playing, so I guess I experienced both at the same time. But I really, really thought it was great. I thought they did a great job. Peter Jackson, the guy who did Lord of the Rings, and he did the Get Back documentary on Disney. If you haven't seen that yet, it's just fantastic. If you got family members that love the Beatles, it's not a bad thing to sit and watch on Thanksgiving. I will be back next week, but I also want to play that... I want to play that Beatles tune for you as I get out of here today. I'm going to go visit my niece and my brother and have a little dinner and enjoy my Friday night. Let me just find this Beatles tune for you. In the background is a theremin, which is like this electronic thing that played music for a short time. It's very creepy. Anybody die this week of notice? That I should talk about? I don't think so. But yeah, so the song is Now and Then. Let me play this song for you, and then I'll come back and I'll talk us out here. But I want to play this one. This is pretty cool. Here we go. The Beatles, Now and Then, the final Beatles song.
1, 2. It's all because of you. And if I make it through, it's all because of you. And now and then, if we must start again,
I thought it was great. I cried. I thought it was great. It's the last Beatles song, and the video was great. I sent it to my mom because I had the 45. She had the 45s, and that was the first time I had heard the Beatles. She had "I Want to Hold Your Hand" on 45, and I remember spinning that. And I sent it to my mom, like, "Hey, Mom, last Beatles song," and she's like, "They shouldn't have done it." She didn't like it, but it's not for everybody, I guess. But it is what it is. Good night, time travelers. See you next week. And it's been Chris's Helpful Tips. Thanks to my friend Mike Maloney for calling on in. Stick around. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to leave you with Newfound Glory.